Shane showed me his fucking hot porn, dude.
Oh yeah, while we were while we took a break.
Dude, Shane's gay. You think I'm gay? You fucking show me the porn to get me hard, dude.
I made you hard, dude.
You're fucking gay.
That's fucking witchcraft.
If you talk about sex,
I fucking bitched you, dude.
If you bitched me, if you talk about sex to another guy or show him porn and get them hard, you're fucking gay.
Yeah, if you make another
newsflash, dude. If you're bragging about pussy and you make another guy hard, you're gay. Sorry.
True. True. That is one of the coolest things you've introduced to me. I didn't know that it was gay. Like, we'll be talking about sexual things.
Exactly.
And if you're saying something so hot that another guy gets hard, you're the gay one.
You're gay, dude. If I was like, dude, Shane, one time in high school, I had same bed sex, me, my boy, two chicks. We both fucked chicks.
Dude, see, this is gay. This it's is not a gay. Gay high school experience. Dude,
it was fucking, it's an orgy, bro. It's Caligula.
Did you and your boy kiss?
Fuck no.
Did you touch?
No, bro. We fucking switched bays, though.
That's fucking sick.
Yeah, but it's gay. If I told you that and you got chubbed up, I'm the gay one.
No, I'm not chubbed up from that.
Well, you're
I'm not chubbed up from multiple men.
All right.
In high school.
I'm not, dude, it's not even about the men. It's about the multiple women. You just need a tag team partner, bro.
No, it's gay. What you did was gay. What you did was gay.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. All those,
how?
All those supple boys.
We had no option, dude.
I've been in situation. I mean,
dude.
All right, there. Yes, finally, I fucking remembered it. The fucking Notre Dame story.
What? Oh,
me and my fucking dogs. Me and my boys jerking off in the same room.
God.
All right, good.
See, that's fucking. That's actually gay.
No, that's actually not gay at all.
How?
Because we were jerking off to straight shit
together.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that. It's not
you
like
never had a little fucking little tickle under the bun, dude?
Fuck no. Dude, if fucking...
So explain how this went down,
dude,
please.
Dude, if fucking Mike Connolly would have tickled me under the covers, I would have beat his bitch ass, dude. Actually, Mike Connolly would have fucking rocked me, dude. Mike Connolly was a monster.
Still.
If Mike Connolly would have tickled me, I would have
so
let
well,
it go.
Explain this to people, because people don't understand what you're talking about.
Ah, there was just a group session, dude.
How, dude? What happened? What went down, dude?
Me and the boys got loose on a porno.
Yeah?
Just more than one guy jerking off in a room.
Well, who else is in there?
Oh, no. We're not going to do the whole story.
All right.
We're not going to do the whole story yet. Someday. But no, I'm trying to fucking...
This is a hotel room full of boys.
This is me throwing a fucking life raft, a fucking safety raft down to you.
To me?
To your drowning gay ass.
How? Because you jerked off with your buddies?
Yeah, I'm trying to find something gay I've done.
I've done that,
and
too.
And I got to go the whole way back to, like, 7th grade to be like, yeah, we only had one porn, so we all jerked off in the
I
same room.
I do that
room.
In bunk beds, dude.
Yeah, it's well, the exact hello. Same thing.
Yeah, exactly. We used to jerk all off right. with squiggle vision, dude. That's how hetero I am. I came up on fucking squiggle vision, dude.
I was at the Johnson's house.
Yeah.
You know the Johnsons?
I think
I've introduced you to those boys.
Okay, yeah.
They had... Spice Channel.
They had the channel?
Oh.
Dude.
I remember...
Pre-internet, that was like having fucking a treasure, like a trove of gold in your
basement.
I remember
my first... I swear to God, I remember getting a boner.
What?
I remember watching it. It's funny, yeah. I remember actually, like, there was a bunch of us in this room.
You're talking about first boner or just getting a boner?
It was early enough that I was like...
It was the first dozen,
dude. It was the first hard-induced boner.
Really?
Yeah, like you would get the NRBs, dude, the no reason bonies. Yeah. While you're fucking.
Well, you'd get that before recess.
You get the fucking NRBs dude, at fucking church.
I used to get hard as a rock right before recess.
Really?
As soon as it was about to go on, I'd be like, fuck, and I'd look up at the clock. I'm like, all right, it's fucking 10:25. We're about to hit recess, baby.
And you would get a bony.
I have a fucking boner in
you
my gym
hard
sweatpants.
Bony. Dude, I used to get bonies at church.
Did you? Oh, dude, when you
and
kneel
as a
down?
Young lad, I was just tall enough to stick my dick. The tip of my dick right on the back of the other pew in front
Ooh,
of me.
Ooh, wow.
I was set. Yeah.
That's good. I used to fucking sit there and fucking like pendulum my balls and just slap them around.
Dude, you know there's dudes that didn't know about the tuck method?
What?
Yeah, there's dudes that didn't know about that you could just tuck your boner right into the front of your pants.
What the fuck did they do? They just rocked
the fucking...
fucking
got caught.
What?
That's all those dudes that got, like, I remember there was a kid that got caught. He had to give a science presentation.
He had a boner?
In high school, he had a boner. He just fucking took it, dude.
What? He just fucking talked about the periodic table hard as a rock?
He got in front of the class.
What?
And he fucking walked up to the front of the class dude. And took his big dick out.
What?
He actually was, I don't know.
He just fucking showed fucking suppressed dung?
He was kind of fucked up. I hope he doesn't listen to this.
Whatever, dude. He had a fucking boner. Dude, we used to, in grade school.
He was kind of fucked up. He wasn't like retarded. He was smart. Yeah. But there was something fucking off.
Clearly. He something fucking walked weird. Up to the front of the room with a boner, but he just
took his boner. Like when
he took it out for real?
No. I'm saying like he fucking.
He took it out for a spin. He didn't
try to hide it.
He took it out for a spin.
The teacher called him up to give a presentation and he looked around the room like.
Dude.
Like he was a firing squad, dude. He just stood back against the wall just like.
And he just showed boner.
He fucking was like, this is my dick. I have a boner right now. I'm going to try to give this presentation. And everyone, dude.
That's how you live, dude.
He lived free.
God damn.
That's what he said right before. Yeah. It was like when Tom Cruise gets shot in Valkyrie. That's how that kid took his boner. He was just like, 1,000-year Reich.
We used to do this thing in grade school. We like made up this thing called the Boner Club because I went to Catholic grade school. So like one day out of the week, you'd wear a sweatsuit. Just preparing you for your fucking bleak future. So you'd wear like a green and gold sweatsuit and we would get boners in class. You'd be like, yo. And you'd be like, yeah, boner. And people like, sick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We convinced this one kid. We're like, yo, if you want to be in the boner club, dude, you got to get a boner, walk up and get a tissue, and then come back and you'll be in the club. And as soon as he got in front of the class, we're like, Tommy O'Hara, what's he doing?
Oh, you just named him.
Whatever. He had a fucking hard on, dude. It was fucking sixth grade.
Bony.
The old Tommy had a little, dude, he pointed it upwards so it was sticking up.
Oh,
it, like,
so when you point funny.
It up, it looks so much smaller.
Yeah.
If you let the dong go south, your boner looks fucking good. If you let it stick up, it's like, what the fuck is that thing?
No.
He was by the tissues. We're like, oh my God, what's he doing? Everyone looked and he was like, ugh, and just like scuttled back to his fucking seat.
There's a guy named George who fucking jerked off and in class.
Every class has one jerker, dude.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
but this was like not a weird kid. He was like kind of popular.
Dude.
He's like a normal dude. He just jerked off during social.
He was an alpha, of course, dude. He fucking
nutted, and then this is what reminded me
into
of it.
His desk.
He nutted and then got up and got tissues during class.
What?
Yeah, power move.
Holy
ultimate
shit.
Ultimate power move.
This dude's probably a CEO right now.
Well,
if you jerked off in grade school, you're definitely fucking, well, either you're in jail or you're a CEO right now. There's no middle ground. No middle ground.
He's the CEO of like a mini golf course. Fucking mechanics.
He's probably still ripping them.